The Camp Cougars may not be playing in the Unidome for the state title, but we cannot forget what a successful run the head coach Barry Bauer and his Cougars had this season.
Well, I think number one is the credit got to go to the kids. They did a nice job of executing all year and really just battling. I think that's one of the things is when you're outsized and stuff like that, I think sometimes you can kind of get a little bit, sometimes intimidating, but I don't think these kids were intimidated at all. And I think they have a passion to compete. They have a passion for each other. I think that's one of the things that was really fun to see these guys compete week in and week out, and just so proud of them and what their accomplishments have been.
Cam is graduating 12 seniors after this successful season. They're losing some key components, including Brody Paulson, Ryan Bauer, Jack Thompson, Jack Fullman, and Austin Williams, among many others. Coach Bauer was more than proud to see these individuals reach their potential and play on the field with the want to get better over time.
You know, you want to make sure that you're at your max potential. And I think everybody that has gone through this has reached their max potential at some point, and especially at a senior. You know, you want to be at your max. And right. I think that's what they've done. That is what's so gratifying, you know, being able to coach kids that, you know, want to get to that elite level, you know, all the time. And they're disappointed when they don't get to that point. And that means you just have a bunch of competitors that just want to win and they'll give everything that they have.
Jack Fullman was out in the game against Sydney this season due to a dislocated shoulder. He came back in the season and continued to not only play, but also keep up the defensive effort and keep up his aspect of leadership down the line. Fullman played the game against Bishop Garrigan like he was fighting for his life, and it showed with his jersey, as it was not so white anymore at the end of the game. Fullman finished the season leading the team in tackles with 59, earned 8 tackles for loss, recovered 2 fumbles, and had 2 interceptions.
I can't say enough about how he competed, you know, in the state quarterfinal game. You know, anytime that you have a dislocated shoulder and been playing that way for the last couple weeks, and then all of a sudden you go into a hard-hitting game, you know, against Bishop Garrigan that's playing for the state title and things like that, and you're just all over it, you just don't want to come out, you know, type of thing. I think speaks volume of, number one, is his toughness, 2, of his integrity, 3, as far as his competitive nature, and just, you know, being a great teammate, you know, that, you know what, this is not about himself, it's about other people. And he'll be the first one to tell you that, you know what, maybe he was a little surprised about how the year went, you know, as we go through it. But every single time that we took another step forward, it's almost just like, hey, guys, we can do this. This is what we are here for.
Another player that showed some impressive feats this season was Chase Speaker. The junior threw for 1,622 yards and 26 touchdowns while throwing just 7 interceptions, 3 of which came in the game against Bishop Garrigan. Speaker also rushed for 927 yards and 24 touchdowns while averaging 6.1 yards per carry.
He's a very intelligent kid. You know, I think he's got to let the game come to him a little bit more. Passing for over, you know, 1,600 yards and rushing for almost 1,000, you know, speaks volumes of what he can be, a dual threat. But I think he'll be the first person to tell you that he can't do it with the guys around him, whether it's the guys up front, whether it's the skilled guys that, you know, can get the ball to and things like that. And he knows that he's got some work to do in the off season regarding his strength and, you know, gaining some weight and things of that nature. But once he does that and gets another year underneath his belt, I think you're going to see the confidence build right back up again.
Coach Bauer is spending the offseason looking to grow himself as a coach and looking to have the team grow together. What matters to him is that he wants to be a better person, which helps them even further in their pursuit to be better people, not only on the football field, but in life.
I think one of the things for myself is, you know what, how do I grow as a coach? You know, how do I grow as be a better person? You know, even though you're, you know, in the upper 40s, get close to the 50s range, I think it's one of those things that if you don't ever stop growing as a person, then you're stagnant. And I don't want to be that way. I always want to be a better person. My mom always told me to be a better person. My dad did too, you know, and how can I do that and reflect on these kids? And, you know, if I was dying tomorrow, what type of impact would I have on people? And I think that's one of the things I want to be.
It was a fun run for Cam this season as they finished 10-1 and look to bring back a multitude of talent next season. I'm Zach Collins reporting.